Burayr ibn Khudayr al-Hamdani was one of the most prominent companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam throughout the movement of Karbala, and he was renowned for being the best Quran reciter of his era. But who was Burayr? How did he live his life? And how did his life conclude with the glorious status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Burayr ibn Khudayr was a resident of the city of Kufa, and according to several historical reports, he had lived in this city ever since Imam Ali alayhi salam had been made the Khalif of the Muslims. Burayr was one of the close companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wasalamu alayhi, and perhaps this was why he was known as one of the best Quran reciters of his era, earning himself the title of Sayyid al-Qurra, that is, the chief of the reciters of the Quran. He was a man of devout worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending his days teaching and reciting the Holy Quran in the blessed Masjid al-Kufa. Now, if you think all of those virtues were so great, add this one to the mix as well. He was also one of the chiefs of the Shias of Kufa. Let's move forward a few years. By this time, the events of Imam Ali alayhi salam's martyrdom has transpired. The peace treaty of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam has taken place, and that holy Imam himself has also been martyred by the oppressors. Now, after the death of Muawiyah, Muyazid has tried to take allegiance from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But Imam al-Husayn says, "Mithli la yubayi'u mithla." A person like me shall never pay allegiance to a person like him. For this reason, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam left the holy city of Medina, with his destination being the holy city of Mecca. When Burayr heard of these new developments, he understood his duty immediately. He packed his belongings and his sword, and he set off for the holy city of Mecca, where he eventually joined the ranks of the supporters of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. After spending some time in the holy city of Mecca, letters slowly started to seep in from the city of Kufa, telling tales of huge armies and ripe gardens awaiting Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in Kufa. Eventually, after sending his cousin Musab ibn Aqil to the city of Kufa and receiving his letter that the people of Kufa were willing to lay down their lives for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, our holy Imam packed his bags, gathered his family and companions, and they set off for the fateful land of Kufa. On the journey to Kufa, one by one, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was met with the bitter news of the martyrdom of his emissaries and Shia in Kufa. But this didn't deter him from his journey whatsoever. He had his goal in mind. But unfortunately, whenever news would arrive to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam that another supporter had been made shaheed, another emissary had been martyred, another Shia had been persecuted by the oppressive governor at the time, the people would leave Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's camp in groups, disappointed, thinking that he wouldn't achieve anything with his movement. And Burayr was there to witness this betrayal firsthand. As they reached the outskirts of the fateful city of Kufa, the caravan of love was intercepted by the accursed army of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, commanded by none other than Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. At this point, Hur was under strict orders not to allow Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to enter the city of Kufa by any cost, nor was he allowed to let the Imam go to any other city without taking the allegiance from him before doing so. After being diverted from their path for several days by this ruthless army, careless that there were women and children in this camp, eventually Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam set down his tents in the barren land of Karbala. At this point, Burayr, this empathetic companion of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, understood that his Imam could be feeling some sort of discomfort within his heart, some worry about his women and children. So he went to the Imam and told him, "O son of the Messenger of Allah, Allah has blessed us to fight and be torn to pieces in front of you. And what a blessing it will be that your grandfather will be our intercessor on the day of resurrection." What loyal and understanding companions our Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had. How many of us could truly say that when our Imam ajalallahu ta'ala farajah sharif reappears and takes the flag of Islam in his hand, how many of us can say that we would be like Buraij to our Imam? May Allah make us like Buraij, inshaAllah. However, this was just the beginning, and the day of Ashura and the ultimate sacrifice of Buraij is yet to come.